For ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. State Senator Clemente Pinckney, one of the 9 victims of last week's shooting in Charleston, was not only a respected member of the South Carolina legislature, but he was also a father, husband, and friend to many people across the Palmetto State and beyond. He was also the beloved pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church. Pinckney's influence was felt statewide, but particularly in the Lowcountry where he lived. Several of his colleagues from Beaufort recently gathered to recall how the senator touched their lives. His friend, political ally, and fellow pastor James Moore remembered talking with Pinckney about his original plans to run for the legislature.
So one of the questions I asked him was, why do you want to be in the House of Representatives? And he literally amazed me with about a 5-minute answer on how he truly believed that he had been called by God to serve people who otherwise would not be able to help themselves. And so he impressed me. It is rare to find a person, especially of that age, who has that kind of insight and that kind of spirit to be a servant to God and to people, and he captivated me.
To Beaufort Mayor Billy Kaiserling, Pinckney was a public servant who combined his political duties with those of being a spiritual leader. His goal was to resolve differences in a very civil way.
To celebrate Clemente Pinckney is more than a vigil, it's more than a memorial service, it's more than a funeral. It's taking his ideals, which were the ideals many of us shared, toward making this a more just, a more loving, a more civil, a more caring society.
Jasper County Legislative Delegation Officer Helen Dills Pittman remembered Pinckney as a man who wanted to raise the fortunes of all his constituents, of his district, of his congregation, and of his state.
His goal was not to advance this group or that group or this political power or that political power. He was a man of the people, truly. Senator Pinckney cannot and will not be replaced. We will elect a new senator for District 45. Mother Emmanuel will have a new minister, but he'll not be replaced. There'll never be another Senator Pinckney.
Moore characterized the senator with the spirit of hope and positive outlook that all his colleagues seemed to agree was typical of Pinckney.
I am convinced that light will overcome darkness, that love will always overshadow hate, and that good will conquer bad. And I believe that's the essence of who Clemente Pinckney really was. And that's what he's left to all of us.
Kindness, harmony, inclusiveness, and progress toward a better world were virtues of Clemente Pinckney that were echoed through his numerous friends and admirers. Perhaps the best remembrance was that he worked to bring these virtues out in all people for the benefit of South Carolina and the world. Production assistance for this story was provided by Jolion Ortiz of our ETV station in Rock Hill, WNSC-TV. I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.